It is always a pleasure when you make us part of your Saturday here on Community Connection, KGMI. And by the way, anytime you want to listen to any of our previous interview segments, easy enough. I used to tell you to go to KGMI.com. I'm going to send you to a different place. No, not a competitor. No, it's actually our friends at MyBellinghamNow.com. That's pretty much where you can see everything that goes on at KGMI. I am Bill Davis, your host, and my good friend Stephen Berger, who is the Executive Director of Contact Counseling, joins us once again. Let's see. I think it has become spring since the last time you and I talked, hasn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So how's it treating you so far?
It even looks springy looking out the window.
It has. I was a little concerned, you know, because the day of the eclipse, we had nothing but cloudy skies, and we were only going to get, you know, like a 20% shot at it anyway. And then, of course, the next day, it cleared up, and it was, you know, no clouds. Everything was fine. So anyway, I didn't get to see the eclipse. I know you didn't. By the way, I have some relatives in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Perfect.
You know, they got the totality when that happened. But anyway, the eclipse was nice, and but we didn't get to see it here, so that's the way it goes. And we only had, you know, there was only going to be a sliver, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so anyway, good having you in. Let's give everybody a bit of history for how you came to be involved and basically what contact counseling's about.
Sure. Well, I'll start with a touch on myself a little bit. Actually, this week is kind of an important week for me because in April, early April to mid-April 1988, I first became exposed to recovery programs. Mm-hmm. And I went to 12-step meetings for a short period of time, and May 18th, 1988, I used drugs for the last time. And I became involved in recovery, and which led me to do volunteer work in the treatment field, which led me to choose a career working as a counselor in the addiction field.
By the way, let me ask you, when all that stopped in 88, before then, were you like a functioning person with your drug use? Or?
I don't know how well. I function pretty well within the drinking, alcohol, and drug using culture. Somehow or other managed to have a job but it was a job that enabled me to use. I had been struggling with alcohol, with cocaine. I was a daily marijuana user. I abused opiates, you know, these are a few of my favorite things when I'm in active addiction. And, you know, I'm definitely, when I look at the criteria for what they now call a substance use disorder. Back then it was alcoholism and addiction. I check all the boxes, and my life up to that point had been kind of an ongoing struggle to kind of maintain control of my life. Mm-hmm. And like a typical addict back then, I would, you know, switch from one drug to another. You know, alcohol, I would do outlandish things. By the end of my drinking, I was blacking out about one out of three times that I drank, and, you know, get involved in outrageous situations, making a fool out of myself, you know, all the things you see.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with the other drugs. And it was a constant battle to try to keep my life functioning. So functioning, not real great, you know, but yeah.
But anyways, from 88, clean on, and then that, you said that got you in volunteering.
Yeah, I started off volunteering. I was involved in a 12-step program, and one of the things that I was involved with was carrying the message into different treatment centers. Mm-hmm. And I maintained connections with people that work there through recovery and got asked to volunteer and did that and you know, became interested in that career, really. And so I followed along and finished my education. I did the basically 2-year course on in addiction studies and did the internship and all of that to become qualified. And that was, almost 34 years ago, became, you know, finished all that completion process. And so I've been working in the field now for 35 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And contact counseling, basically all about treatment, intervention, and helping people.
Yeah. Started as an assessment agency in the late figured in the late 1970s by Pat Asheim, and she did that for a number of years, and then it was taken over by Bob Chambers, and he decided he was going to retire at the beginning of COVID, really. He hasn't fully succeeded in retiring. He still hangs around and works with us, which I'm real grateful for, and as I am all my staff. We have an extremely talented, experienced staff at Contact Counseling with, you know, an average amount of experience in the field, you know, well over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm really proud of the staff that we have, that everybody I have is experienced, they're passionate about the field, they're compassionate towards the folks that come in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so what we provide there, we do assessments, occasionally we do interventions, we do a lot of consulting. I refer a lot of people to, you know, higher levels of care if they need a little more than what we give. But we provide outpatient treatment, and sober living is another component that we provide. And, you know, I think I'll talk about that one in a couple of weeks, what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Berger, he is the Executive Director of Contact Counseling, joining us here on Community Connection. And normally we talk about a lot of different subjects. I suddenly looked at the clock, and we've only got about a minute, minute and a half left. You have such a great track record of, like you said, intervention, counseling, and, you know, getting people basically back on the straight and narrow.
Sure. Yeah.
But it, you know, it requires, I know, reinforcement and things like that. So if somebody needs your services,
I advise people just to give us a call. And generally, you know, most of the time they'll come in and just sit down with me, and we talk about where they're at. We've decided a while back to offer, you know, a free consultation so they can come in and just sit down. No barriers, mm-hmm. you know. There's too many barriers in the addiction field for people seeking help.
Yeah.
And, you know, people tell about leaving messages and never getting a call back. You know, this, you know, it's hard enough. So we just come in and we sit down and talk about it and try to come up with a solution to get people on track. So all they really have to do is give us a call at 360-671-3277 or go to contactcounseling.com and email us, and we take it from there. We respond immediately, you know, to folks.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's an option that's available for people.
Well, like I said, check out the website. Call Stephen at Contact Counseling, like we suggested as well. Can you come back in a couple of weeks? Let's talk. Let's talk more about the problems that face
the community,
us here
in
Whatcom County.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Stephen Berger, he is the Executive Director of Contact Counseling. We'll continue with Community Connection in a moment here on KGMI.